There is a military tradition called the stand down. What that means is after an extended period of time in combat, a soldier is sent back behind the lines for a quick shower, a hot meal, and a good night's sleep. There are veterans in our community who are fighting a different kind of battle with substance abuse, homelessness, or mental health issues. More than 200 communities across the nation are now sponsoring stand downs to give veterans a break and a chance to connect with services that could help them. In our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien takes you to a recent three-day Pasco County stand-down at Veterans Memorial Park in Hudson.
Golf cart shuttle volunteers and veterans from the parking lot to the green athletic fields, dotted with Army tents, dozens of vendors' exhibits, and some trailers.
I'm Mary Miller. I'm with One Community Now, which is a group of local churches in Newport Richey that work together to serve the needs of our community. We sponsored the stand down this year. This is our fourth year. This is the first year that we've had two dental buses. This has been constantly busy. We have showers, portable showers. When the vets come in, they get a hygiene kit that has everything they need: soap, shampoo, deodorant, razor, shaving cream. And then we also have people giving them haircuts.
Yeah, have a seat, sir. How you doing?
My name is Ira Holt. My branch of service was the Army, and I'm here at the stand down. You know, they're really helping all the veterans out. Right now I'm getting a haircut. They've got a really good program here, and it's just all about helping veterans who have lost their way. And, you know, I happen to be one of those. And people don't realize what a lot of these people go through.
What are some of the other things that are part of the stand down that you can really appreciate more than somebody who has them every day at their home?
A shower and clothing and food. Some people have been a long time without that.
Over on the next ball field is a more popular tent. It's filled with clothing, shoes, and food, where veterans get to go shopping for free. Just beyond is a tent flanked by two computers outside. Inside is the Veterans Treatment Court.
My name is Sean Crane, and I'm representing the 6th Judicial Circuit, which is Pinellas, Pasco County. We've handled a number of different cases. Most of them are financial obligations, people being able to get their driver's license back, things we take for granted and probably shouldn't. They are very important to folks who are homeless, who are veterans. We have to understand and appreciate the sacrifice veterans have made for our country.
The judge was very fair to me. My name is Maurice Buff. I was in the United States Marine Corps 1972 to 1975. I was a helicopter door gunner in Vietnam. I served my country and was shot down twice over there, but I came back alive.
He stopped by the St. Leo University tent, furnished with books, games, and several overstuffed couches to give veterans a place that feels like home.
You went to the Veterans Court.
They came to meet with us to take care of a lot of court costs, fines, because if you're homeless, of course, you can't afford to pay them. And I figured if I got my fines and court costs taken care of, then I'd be able to get my license back and be able to support myself.
Your driver's license?
Yes.
What landed you in jail?
I was going with a girl. I'd been with her for 13 years. I didn't have a driver's license, but I worked at a house and got a van given to me for work I did there. Her car was broke down. She had a license. I put the vehicle in her name, and we had a little mishap, just words. And I left the house instead of fighting, and she reported the van stolen. I just got out of jail, and I went to my house, and everything was gone.
Where do you turn when something like that happens?
I'm a proud person, but I went to St. Vincent de Paul Veterans Department, and they're helping me try to find a home.
Buff was one of 181 homeless or at-risk veterans at this year's stand-down. That's 60 more than just 2 years ago. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.